With health premiums on the rise for most workers in the U.S., Georgia teachers and state employees can breathe a sigh of relief. This week on the Georgia Health Report, we discuss how the state health benefit plan managed to keep costs stable and whether there's good news for all state employees. I'm your host, Lauren Baggett, a health writer with the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia. And as always, I'm joined by Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News. Hey, Andy, how are you doing?
I'm fine, Lauren. Thanks.
So, Andy, everyone is happy to hear that their health insurance costs won't go up, but why is it a big deal that the costs for the state plan have remained steady?
Well, it is an unusual thing that you don't see premiums and copays and deductibles rise from year to year. I mean, most of us who are in employer plans will get their envelopes in terms of their health care benefits and open them up and find that maybe their premiums have gone up or their deductibles or copays, whatever. So state teachers and state employees will not see any increase across the board, either premiums, copays, and deductibles, and that is unusual.
And how many people does this plan cover in Georgia?
The plan covers 650,000 people. It's a huge plan. It's the biggest health care plan that there is in the state. And it's politically powerful. And we saw that in 2014 when the state changed the benefit plan for these teachers and employees. And out-of-pocket costs went way up for many of them. And it caused protest even at the state capitol. And so this is a very politically important group. I mean, teachers vote. And so this being an election year, I think you see, as a consequence, you see no increase.
What measures did they take to help keep those costs stable?
Well, they got a new pharmacy benefit manager company. They replaced the old one with a new one, and that basically controls prescription drug costs. Plus, they brought more competition into the Medicare program for state retirees. And they credit both of those things and other savings measures for holding down the costs.
So for state retirees, though, their costs will increase a little bit. Is that right?
Well, for some of them. For some who have the standard Blue Cross plan, they'll actually see their premiums go down. But for other plans like the United Healthcare Standard Plan, their costs will go up. Their premiums will go up by $81 a month. That's a big increase.
And can you give us a little bit of context about how health premiums are looking for other Georgians who maybe don't work for the state? What is that going to look like for 2019?
Well, my guess is most people will see an increase. We're going to see an increase in the health insurance exchange in Georgia. It'll be lower than it was last year. Last year was like over 50% for premium increases. It's typically like that. I mean, medical inflation goes up faster than general inflation. It's many factors go into that. Prescription drug pricing going up constantly. You have the medical cost, if you go to a hospital, is always going up. Doctors are looking for higher reimbursement from insurance companies. And you have the fact that America is aging, and you have this over 55, over 65 population is increasing, and they need more health care services.
Andy Miller is the editor of Georgia Health News. Andy, thanks so much for joining us today, as always.
Thanks for having me.
This has been the Georgia Health Report. Any opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of WUGA-FM or the UGA College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, visit our website at wuga.org. For WUGA, I'm Lauren Baggett.